AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Delta Airlines remains severely hobbled by last Friday's global tech outage and is now drawing scrutiny from the Federal Department of Transportation, Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Part of why we are opening this investigation is the scale of the problem. Over 6,000 flights have been canceled since Friday. Hundreds of flights have been canceled today, and we estimate that more than 500,000 passengers have been impacted by this.
Delta says it'll be the end of the week before they can get out of their own way and resume normal operation. After Iowa's Supreme Court ordered that a judge in Des Moines lifted his stay on the state's 6 weeks abortion ban, it'll go into effect this coming Monday. North Korea has resumed balloon trash deliveries on South Korea, retaliation for the South's blasting of K-pop songs and propaganda messages across their border. On Wednesday, trash from at least one balloon fell on the South Korean presidential compound. This is ABC News. Whoever wins the presidency in November, both candidates are now officially behind schedule when it comes to preparing to actually run the government.
While Kamala Harris and Donald Trump might be laser focused on winning this November, experts say there's another date that they need to keep in mind. It's January 20th, when one of them will become the boss of some 4.5 million federal workers. According to the nonpartisan group Partnership for Public Service, both candidates are actually now well behind schedule when it comes to preparing to run the government. The group says both candidates need to set up a transition team, hash out an ethics policy, and decide who gets a security clearance. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
The Nazis have discovered Nashville. For weeks, the neo-Nazis have been live-streaming anti-Semitic antics in Music City, waving swastika flags through crowded streets, singing hate songs on downtown courthouse steps and such, sparking hard questions about why Nashville is attracting them and what, if anything, can help stop them. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where WBZH, The Buzz, and Civic Media come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call WBZH The Buzz today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris says she's running a people-powered campaign to beat Donald Trump. Harris visited Milwaukee Tuesday to launch her presidential campaign, only 2 days after Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
So friends, we have 105 days until Election Day, and in that time, we've got some work to do. But we're not afraid of hard work. We like hard work, don't we? And we will win this election.
Harris has already raised over $100,000 for her campaign since Sunday afternoon. The plane that crashed and killed two people near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh was privately owned and not a part of the air show. The cause of the crash on Monday is still under investigation, and the names of the deceased have not been released. Last year at Air Venture, two people died and two were injured in a mid-air collision during the air show. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Cubs get a win over the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just under 36,000 fans in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field watched a tight ball game between the Brewers and the Cubs last night. Except for a solo home run by Willie Adames in the eighth, the Brewers held to just five hits and lose 3-1 in Chicago. Manager Pat Murphy.
We didn't come up with a big hit. We did a great job in some areas. I think our youth showed tonight. You know, Tobias was fabulous. He threw the ball great, but the balk, the wild pitch with an 0-2 pitch, bases loaded. obviously throwing the ball away at second. You know, that accounted for two of the three runs. And
the series continues tonight. NFL, the Packers making national headlines. Jordan Love's agents and the team still working on a contract for the young quarterback. Packers president Mark Murphy at the annual shareholders meeting.
I'm not saying anything about Jordan Love. Other than he's a heck of a quarterback and we want to sign him.
Murphy also said the team is working on a deal with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions to do a documentary about the Packers. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and some patchy fog forming. Lower 50s at sunrise, light northeast winds. After the morning fog, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, a little hazy as well, but that will improve as we go through the day. Highs in the middle 70s. It's 50 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a hump day edition next time on the show. Our old friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News and much more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hump day!
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the founder and editor-in-chief of the National Memo. Editor-at-large of Type Investigations, a nonprofit organization investigative reporting organization formerly known as the Investigative Fund. Author of the brilliant new book, with input from George Conway, The Longest Con, How Grifters, Swindlers, and Frauds Hijacked American Conservatism, Joe Connison. Joe, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us. What provoked you to write this book?
Tom, it's great to be back with you again after a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Let me say that the story of how I came to write this book is told in the introduction, which I've posted on nationalmemo.com so people can have a free look and see whether they think the book might be for them. This book came about because my wife, Elizabeth Wagley, read an article in The Baffler from 2012 by the historian Rick Perlstein, who I'm sure you know. Mm-hmm. And Rick had written a very amusing piece for The Baffler about the Mitt Romney campaign and the sort of mendacities and misleading propaganda in that campaign against Barack Obama's reelection. But then the story, the piece that Rick wrote, kind of digressed into the fact that he had, in working on this story, he had subscribed to a number of conservative websites and publications and found himself inundated in his email with every kind of solicitation for a con or a scam that you could imagine. Overpriced gold, fake cancer cures, nutrition supplements that didn't work. I mean, just about everything under the sun that, you know.
This happened to me, by the way. In 2015, I gave $15 to the Donald Trump campaign because I wanted to get on his mailing list. I do that with politicians often. And it took me years to get all of them into my spam list. But I've been swamped with everything you just described. On top of,
what I'm talking about. Yeah. So Elizabeth read this piece and she said, you need to read this. I think there's a book in this. And because, in fact, it's just an enormous phenomenon. And as Rick said in that kind of seminal article, it is inextricable from the rest of what passes for conservatism at this point. The scam. Yeah. Is this at the center of right-wing ideology, right-wing propaganda, right-wing, the whole right-wing business is now thoroughly intertwined with this. And to me, when I read this, I was like, yes, this is a good idea. And moreover, it seemed to me to encapsulate how Donald Trump had come to be the boss of the right. He so embodies the scam mentality and the urge to swindle people and the kind of skills of the con man that I knew if I went into this and wrote this book, it would explain a lot about how we got to where we are.
Well, this, we'll start with the history in just a second, but this does go back a long way. I mean, I believe it was John Maynard Keynes who said that conservatism is engaged in one of the oldest frauds, I'm paraphrasing here, which is the search for a moral justification for selfishness.
Exactly.
So, you know, here we are.
It's worse than selfishness. I mean, selfishness is bad enough in many forms, but this is actually, you know, ripping people off.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, this goes beyond greed. This is
brazenly, yes, brazenly. It's not just defending what's yours against any claim, but you know, going much further than that and taking what belongs to other people under false pretenses, and that is really at the core of what is happening now.
Well, it's a brilliant book. We're talking with Joe Connison, his new book, The Longest Con, How Grifters, Swindlers, and Frauds Hijacked American Conservatism. And you start the book with the era of Joe McCarthy and Roy Cohn. Lay the field for us.
Well, you know, Tom, as I'm sure you will understand, that was a bit of a conceit. Once I realized I was going to write this book and I started to put it together in my mind, it occurred to me that since I knew we were going to conclude with chapters about Trump and Trumpism and the people surrounding Trump, that one might start with Roy Cohn, his mentor, you know, the lawyer whose name he cried out in the White House when he felt that he was in battle. Where is my Roy Cohn? But not just because of Trump. The fact, as I looked closely at Roy, who I covered back in the days when I was at the Village Voice, because he was actually kind of a crypto presence in New York politics back then when I was a young reporter. The more I realized that the acceptance of Roy Cohn, someone like him, who had absolutely no morality, a self-serving, you know, crook, didn't pay his taxes, didn't pay people who worked for him, you know, lied his way through court cases, ripped off his own clients to the point where he was eventually disbarred at the end of his life, that someone like that, the acceptance of him by the most prominent figures on the right, Ronald Reagan, William Safire of the New York Times, you know, William Buckley, they all counted Roy as their friend, and they lionized him, they lifted him up, they celebrated him. And to me, that symbolized the beginning of a real moral degeneration in conservatism, which was, after all, supposed to be an ideology, a philosophy, you could even say, of civic virtue, of moral hygiene, of moral authority. And you can't have it both ways. You know, you can't be the movement that says, oh, we love Roy Cohn and Roy Cohn is wonderful, and we all kind of rely on Roy Cohn to help us, despite his manifest moral flaws, and also claim to be, you know, the philosophy of virtue. So,
what did the William F. Buckleys of the day think of the Roy Cohns and Richard Nixons of the day?
Well, I mean, Bill Buckley had the good sense to be embarrassed by them. You know, he attacked, as I know you know, Tom, because.
I used to read his stuff all the time in the late 50s
and
60s.
I've read so much of your work about this stuff, and I know you know it inside and out. You know, Bill Buckley had the sense to be embarrassed by the excesses. But in fact, you know, he publicly celebrated Roy Cohn. They had a big dinner for Roy, you know, with a black tie event. Bill Buckley was kind of the master of ceremonies. I mean, it goes on and on. Safire, the late columnist for the New York Times who did so much harm, same thing. He was, oh, you know, Roy helps me, I help him. He was interviewed at the time. You know, there was a symbiotic relationship, and Roy was in the shadows, extremely powerful and influential.
Moving from Roy Cohn into the kind of the Nixon era here, or maybe even the Goldwater era, was the deal struck basically of the GOP, like, well, we realize, you know, yeah, William F. Buckley's saying, you know, the modern conservative stands athwart the stride, the arc of history with his hand out shouting stop and all this kind of stuff. That's all well and good, but people are not enthusiastic about that. So we'll go along with the grifters and the con artists and later the religious grifters, you know, the Jerry Falwells, in order to get the votes so that we can do what we think is noble, which is, you know, serving the interests of the ruling class that we think without a ruling class, society will eventually fall apart, which I would argue was basically Bill Buckley's worldview. Or was purely symbiotic relationship, or was it something different? How did these grifters end up in control of the Republican Party, essentially? We got a minute or two here before we're going to have to hit a quick break. So,
well, I would say, Tom, that the way they end up in this position is the begins with the rise of a man named Richard Viguerie, who figured out how to basically vacuum in money from the grassroots.
Yeah, he was the mail order guy.
He was the direct mail guy who managed to monetize the Goldwater campaign, or the aftermath of the Goldwater campaign, into an enormous list that they had never had of millions of people who were willing to give money for these causes. And of course, the ability, as Viguerie discovered, to just get people to send you money by asking them for it, quickly became, you know, a scenario for enormous grifting.
Yeah, which—that's
the thumbnail explanation.
Yeah, no, I get it, and that leads us to people like Paul Weyrich and a whole bunch of them. We'll continue the conversation in just a second. We're talking with Joe Connison, the founder and editor in chief of National Memo. His new book, "The Longest Con: How Grifters, Swindlers, and Frauds Hijacked American Conservatism," a brilliant piece of work. We'll be right back with Joe Connison. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The book, once again, The Longest Con. Stay tuned.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Turn the dial, tune it, and you'll find a voice of reason for the open mind. On Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American dream for me and you.
And welcome back. We're talking to Joe Connison, the author of his newest book, The Longest Con, How Grifters, Swindlers, and Frauds Hijacked American Conservatism. Joe, we were just talking about how the Reagan administration was basically the biggest crime, political crime wave that America had had, arguably in its entire history. And although I think Andrew Jackson probably, but anyway,
well, there was Teapot Dome as well. I mean, you're the historian here.
Yeah, well, Teapot Dome was tiny stuff. I mean, Albert Fell was the Secretary of the Interior or the Secretary of the Navy, I think. And well, we don't need to get into that. But anyway,
it was notorious. It was a big crime wave under Ronald Reagan, who, by the way, didn't take any of it for himself, as far as I could tell, or at least nothing significant. But he was surrounded with crooks, starting with Attorney General Ed Meese.
Yeah. And then we got George Herbert Walker Bush and his son George W. Bush. And I think the common thought in America is, yeah, Trump may be a grifter and Reagan might have been a hustler, but those guys were noble people. They were part of American nobility that stretches back through, Prescott Bush and Brown Brothers Harriman and blah, 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 blah. Tell us about their administrations.
Well, George Herbert Walker Bush, again, these Republican administrations attract a certain class of con man and criminal around them. So George W. Bush was really, in many ways, the precursor to Trump. I wrote a previous book about W. Called It Can't Happen Here, which was about the fact that, and I believe I was on this show to talk about it back when.
I have the book.
But that book sort of presaged the rise of an authoritarian element in the Republican Party, accompanied by, pseudo-religion. And in fact, when people talk now about how, well, Trump is being deified by the Republican Party and they say that he's, chosen by God and so on and so forth, those same blasphemous themes were sounded when W. was president. I'm sure you'll probably remember that. Mm-hmm. It was stunning, the claims that were made on his behalf and that he made about how it was providential that he had been raised up by the Lord to deal with Iraq, which didn't work out that well. And so now they all pretend that that never happened, but it did. And some of the same figures, same swindlers on the evangelical right who were with him are still around with Trump. Rod Parsley, who's a preacher in Ohio, who has a mega church and preaches what is called the prosperity gospel that I discuss at some length in this book, because they really are around Trump. Trump very much resembles a prosperity gospel preacher. And what they claim is the absolute authority of the minister, who is anointed as a prophet by God, and who can demand almost anything from the parishioners, especially their money, with the promise in exchange that they will receive wealth and good health and anything they want. And it's just the most arrant, ridiculous religious scam. But there are millions of people who give money to these people, Tom, and they in turn love Trump. They gathered around Trump in 2015, anointed him in Trump Tower as their candidate, and you know,
grifters, new grifters, it seems.
Grifters, new grifters.
Joe, we just have a minute left here. What is the biggest takeaway that you want people to know about, you know, from this book and you know, what's the biggest learning that you had that you wanted to share with people?
You know what's important in this book, Tom? I mean, there are a number of things that I want people to get from it, but you know, what I wish could happen is that people who read this book would share it with their conservative friends. The reason being that it would be great for the conservatives, true conservatives, I guess you could say, to realize that their movement is being ripped off by these people. It's why in this book I mostly quote conservatives about this, many of them who are upset about it, including some very hardline people like Eric Erickson of Red State and Jim Garrity of the National Review. And you know, it's why I asked George Conway, who is a real honest conservative, to write the foreword to my book. He happens to be my friend, but although we were once at swords crossed back in the day, but now he's part of the Popular Front Against Fascism. And, you know, he, too, would like to see a conservatism that was stripped of these crooks and grifters and scammers.
I think it would only benefit our country, frankly. We do need both sides, or two sides.
That's absolutely my point.
Joe Connison, the brilliant Joe Connison. The book is The Longest Con, A Grifters, Swindlers, and Frauds Hijacked American Conservatism, available wherever you find fine books. Joe, thanks so much for dropping by.
So grateful to you, Tom. Thank you.
Very nice. Very wonderful having you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I'll be back with your calls right after this. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Delta Airlines remains severely hobbled by last Friday's global tech outage and is now drawing scrutiny from the Federal Department of Transportation, Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Part of why we are opening this investigation is the scale of the problem. Over 6,000 flights have been canceled since Friday. Hundreds of flights have been canceled today, and we estimate that more than 500,000 passengers have been impacted by this.
Delta says it'll be the end of the week before they can get out of their own way and resume normal operation. After Iowa's Supreme Court ordered that a judge in Des Moines lifted his stay on the state's 6 weeks abortion ban, it'll go into effect this coming Monday. North Korea has resumed balloon trash deliveries on South Korea, retaliation for the South's blasting of K-pop songs and propaganda messages across their border. On Wednesday, trash from at least one balloon fell on the South Korean presidential compound. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris says her work as a prosecutor has prepared her to defeat Donald Trump this November. Kamala Harris kicked off her presidential campaign Tuesday with a visit to Milwaukee, only 2 days after Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
Do we want to live in a country of freedom, compassion, and rule of law, or a country of chaos, fear, and hate? And here's the beauty of this moment. We each have the power to answer that question.
Harris has already raised over $100,000 towards her campaign since Sunday afternoon. Mark your calendars. The largest annual meteor showers are coming soon. The Perseid meteor shower is active every year from mid-July to late August. The shower is expected to reach peak activity this year the night of August 12th and early in the morning on August 13th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Word on the street is there was supposed to be a kiss between Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones at the end of the new blockbuster film Twisters. The kiss got cut because producers thought it was too cliche. The final decision to cut the kiss? It came from Steven Spielberg. That's right, the king of the blockbuster himself robbed romantics of that final blockbuster moment. Would a kiss have brought in more than $80 million? No one seems to care. The New York Post reports that Conan O'Brien was jealous when his ex, Lisa Kudrow, would talk about how funny Matthew Perry was while on the set of Friends. Conan and Lisa good-naturedly discussed his jealousy on a recent episode of his podcast called Conan Needs a Friend. Conan said he got defensive because he thought he made Kudrow laugh a lot, but that didn't stop Kudrow from insisting Perry was hilarious. My biggest take from this story? I had no idea Conan and Lisa Kudrow dated. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and some patchy fog forming. Lower 50s at sunrise, light northeast winds. After the morning fog, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. A little hazy as well, but that will improve as we go through the day. Highs in the middle 70s. Right now, it's 51.
The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Matt Nair on Air.
Don Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Han Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, we visit with Congressman Mark Pocan about the current presidential campaign chaos and his take on last week's Republican convention.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Yeah, the Trump hate virus. Picking up your calls here. Bruce in the Dominican Republic. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Long time listener, first time caller.
Well, thank you, Bruce. What's up?
Yeah. I did have listen to Joe Conniston, and let me very quickly say that's an amazing story. But
yeah.
Roy Cohn.
Yeah.
You know, but the it also reminds me that the movie that The Apprentice, which was released in Cannes recently and tremendous reviews. Of course, no American studio will pick it up.
At least so far.
And it's still very hard to access. I don't know if you're aware of that one.
I am.
But the reason I called was I've always been fascinated going back to the early 2000s when we did Air America, and I started getting into talk radio myself, listening to the different shows to figure out what was going on. The whole thing with it started, of course, on right-wing talk radio with calling the Democratic Party the Democrat Party.
That actually started in the 1950s. That was a Joe McCarthyism. Joe McCarthy said... The Democrat.
Oh, really?
But he said Democratic Party sounds too nice. Call it the Democrat Party with emphasis on the rat. That was his verbatim quote.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I knew there was a historical, but it was reintroduced, by Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, sure.
And he used it all the time, and then other people caught on to the point where literally every Republican now uses that expression.
Yeah.
And what have we done? You know, we said, what are they doing? That's so rude. Why are they renaming our party? But they succeeded in doing it. It just happened. And you think of some of the things going on today. It's going to be the same thing with Kamala Harris.
Oh, they're going to try to Willie Horton her. I just don't think it's going to work this time, Bruce.
Right now they're calling her Camilla.
I know. They'll distort her name. They'll darken her picture. They're going to do all this stuff. But I really think that we've been through this in a couple of election cycles, and you've got a changing electorate, and people are wise to it. I mean, it's still going to play in rural Indiana or something like that, but. Anyhow, Bruce, I got to move along, but thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you for your kind words. Speaking of Indiana, Mark in Celestine, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Tom, you just made me laugh so thoroughly because I live in deep southern Indiana.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Deep southern Indiana. I'm like a county from the Kentucky state line.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted your opinion with Andy Beshear.
Yeah.
He seems like he's more of a moderate. Do you think he's a serious presidential candidate for Kamala? My other part of my question was, why would they vet Roy Cooper? Does Roy Cooper help secure North Carolina? Does he help secure Virginia? Does he bring Georgia back in play? And I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, my understanding is that's the theory. I mean, I don't know that much about Roy Cooper's politics or Andy Beshear's, for that matter. I just got a newsletter during the break. I haven't read the whole thing about Andy Beshear, one of the Substack newsletters that I subscribe to. But I'm still thinking probably Josh Shapiro is right up there. I know people are talking about Mark Kelly. I don't think he's a progressive. It's all speculation right now. But Mark, I can't give you any great insights into those guys, into Cooper or Bashir, because I just haven't done my homework on them. My apologies. But Mark, thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you. Terry in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good. I just wanted to say, do it for Joe, Harris, Bernie, super.
Harris, you think Kamala Harris should pick Bernie as her running mate?
Yes, I do.
I love Bernie, but he's 83 years old, and I don't think he's even interested in the job right now.
He's 82, or is he 83 now?
I think so. I think he said that on television a couple days ago.
It would also speak to the ageism and the slime job, the hack job they did to him on the press.
Yeah.
To Joe.
Yeah, the New York Times in particular.
I'm telling you, Joe should still be there, but I'm glad he stepped down, and it's great. But why not have the super ticket, Sanders?
Yeah.
It
ain't going to happen, Terry, but Bernie was on this show every Friday for 11 years. from the time we started this show in 2004 or 2003, right up until he hit the Senate. And I love Bernie. I love him as a politician, and I love him as a human being. I know him very well. And but I think that Bernie is quite happy being a senior senator right now. He's the grand old man of the Democratic Party.
We need him. We need him in the Senate, and he's done so much, really.
Yeah,
but at the same time, this election, we need somebody who addresses these people direct.
I agree. We need a solid. I think the big deal here is that Joe Biden is the first president since the Reagan era, and arguably since the last 2 years of the Carter administration, to repudiate neoliberalism. Jimmy Carter bought into neoliberalism in his last 2 years. And neoliberalism, I wrote this book, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. It's been completely discredited, and yet so much of the world is still, working on austerity politics and all this other kind of stuff, trickle down and everything else. And Joe Biden repudiated that openly. And Kamala Harris is now doing the same. And I, in the VP stakes, she needs to find somebody who would agree with her on that specific issue. And that's my concern. But as I said earlier, Lyndon Johnson was a conservative and a racist, and Jack Kennedy picked him, and he turned into one of our greatest presidents outside of the Vietnam War. But with the Great Society. So there's always hope. Terry, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Just had to tell you, I've never been so happy to be wrong in my life. I thought that if President Biden stepped down, that I didn't think that Kamala Harris would receive the kind of support she has received. I thought if he stepped down that we're going to have a contested convention like we had in 68.
Yeah.
And that thought just terrified me.
That would be good for nobody, although there are a few wags out there on both the left and the right.
Well, there are a few, but I'm not really concerned about them. I mean, the amount of support she has been receiving is just, again, I'm just so happy to be so wrong, because it really warms my heart to see the kind of support she's been having. Of course, November's a long way away. We got to heap it up, but this is an excellent start.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, Ed, thank you very much for weighing in. Peach in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Peach, what's up?
Hi, glad to be talking to you. I am a supporter of the Blue People's Campaign since it was Moral Mondays in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And what I've learned over the years is that black women have been carrying the Democratic Party now for decades.
True.
They do all the get out the vote. They do the souls to the polls. So that's who I think we should be choosing our vice presidential candidate. I think we should ask those black women organizers who they want to see and vote for and organize for.
Yeah, a couple of people
right
have
now,
suggested Stacey Abrams,
window has
for
been
example.
Pushed so far to the right that when people use the word moderate, I don't even know what they mean.
Yeah.
Let's excite our base. Let's reach out to the people who have actually been carrying the weight for so long.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Okay, I get it. Peach, thank you very much. Wendy in Hopland, California. Hey, Wendy, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I wanted to weigh in about Tim Ryan in Ohio.
Okay.
And
what about him?
I think he'd be a great VP pick. He's really pro-working class. It'd be a thumb in the eye of Citizens United.
Mm-hmm.
And I always liked listening to him.
Yeah, Tim and I used to. We've given a couple of speeches together. He's a meditator. He's been meditating for most of his life, and in fact, Marianne Williamson put on a gig that the two of us were speaking at, which is where I first got to know him. He's a good guy. He's a little more conservative than I am politically, but I, although you know, like I said earlier, hope springs eternal. I think a lot. That's your vote is for Tim Ryan. He's a good guy. Wendy, thank you. Darcy in Silver City, New Mexico. Hey, Darcy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Since we're talking about who would be good for vice president, I say Al Franken. Someone previously said Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be great, too, but I understand about his age. But I think Al Franken would be great.
Well, Al's in his 70s, you know. And he's kind of been there, done that.
Well, I'm in my 70s, so that's okay.
Yeah, well, so am
I.
But
our 80s yet.
It's like, I think that this is... We have, I think Kamala Harris has the opportunity to have kind of a John Kennedy moment. You know, this new generation stepping up and taking over. You know, the end of the boomers and the beginning of something new in America.
Yeah.
And
I agree. I was ticked when they dumped on Joe Biden. I've always loved Joe Biden for at least 40 years, and it's like, oh, you're going to treat him just like you treated Al Franken. Bad on you. But I get it.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy about this whole turn.
Yeah, I get it.
And
Anyway,
best to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Darcy. George in Coarse Gold, California. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George.
Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Yeah, I wanted to put in a vote for Roy Cooper from North Carolina.
Why?
He has a pretty progressive record. He went against the state legislature that wanted to limit people's ability to sue against the hog farm pollution.
Mm-hmm.
He vetoed that. Actually, he vetoed 28 bills in 2 years because the legislature was so heavily Republican.
Well, both houses are Republican.
And they overrode his veto. And he was overridden by the legislature 23 out of 28 times.
Whoa.
He also expanded Medicaid. So 600,000 North Carolinians could get Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And he's termed out, so he's available. It won't hurt. And we got to keep the senators in the Senate.
Saying
we're going to put Mark.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. He's term limited. I didn't know that about Roy Cooper.
Yeah, and he's in the 60s. He's not that old, and he's mm-hmm. He's a churchman, you know. He was a deacon in his church and all that stuff. So
yeah,
he's a real square shooter.
That's great. That's
anyway,
great.
That's it.
George, I got it. I want to get one more call in here before the break. James in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, James, I got about 45 seconds. You got a quick one?
Yeah, I got a quick one. Of course, I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio, and I got a great pick for VP, but you may not have him. Sherrod Brown, we need him because he's our only defense against J.D. Vance.
Yep.
Jim Dave, by the way, that's what J.D. stands for, Jim Dave. We don't need Jim Dave making decisions for us.
Right.
And Sherrod Brown is my pick.
Okay, and Sherrod Brown is, another senator that I know well and personally, and I have so much respect for, and his wife is incredible, too. She's a journalist. She's really good.
He's tough. He walks the walk. He talks the talk. And I think he'd be willing to put his male privilege to work for a strong woman.
I think you're probably right. You're certainly right. You're absolutely right. James, thank you for the call. But like you said and somebody earlier said, you know, we've got some really good senators that we need to keep in the Senate. James, thank you so much. It's 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a second here. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. Going no place.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Oh, Sean was just reminding me every time Sherrod Brown used to come on the program, we'd talk about the Eve of Destruction song, one of our favorite. Barry, what was his name? Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabby Dada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it, and I love them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511.
Hometown, where the streets are bustling around. We got to meet the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand. Together we can make a stand. Tag your interest, join the fight.
And welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour. David in Bainbridge, Georgia. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. I'm first-time caller. I just want to say the most perfect VP we could ever choose. Actually, he would be great president, but that's already been settled. But he would be the best VP, and that's Russ Feingold.
Russ Feingold?
From Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think he's well out of the political circus, as it were. But Russ Feingold was and is a good man, and he was a great politician. So, David, thank you for that. That was a good one. Barry in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, Barry, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I would like to throw another name into the hat for possible vice president.
Okay.
Jay Inslee.
Oh, yeah, Jay is good, and he's leaving Washington State. He's term limited out, isn't he?
Right. Yeah. And he's really, his big passion is climate control.
Yeah, he's great.
And he would really take on the fossil fuel company.
He would. Your governor is a man of great integrity. Barry, thank you for that. Roosevelt in Chicago. Hey, Roosevelt, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
I got a pick for you that has name recognition. I haven't analyzed it from a geopolitical standpoint, but I think Elizabeth Warren would be a very good running mate.
You know, Elizabeth Warren was my number one pick in 2000 in the primaries, and I'm such a fan of hers. But I don't. From what I'm hearing, I saw her interviewed last night. I think it was on MSNBC. She doesn't have any interest in that. She's and she's also a boomer. I mean, she's also at or near 70, if not a little older. So, but Roosevelt, I love her. I'm with you. I she'd make a great vice president, great president. Roosevelt, thanks a lot for the call, and thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for a special hump day edition of Devil's Heavens. We'll preview Joe Biden's speech to the nation and we'll host Angela Lang. Tune in Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Matt Nair on air.
Don Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cube.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After her disastrous appearance before Congress and the way